for a U.S.-hosted conference in Annapolis, Maryland, to relaunch talks on ending the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Arab League ministers agreed in Cairo to attend the conference in the hope of promoting the creation of a Palestinian state and urging Israel to return the Golan Heights to Syria as part of a regional peace process. Palestinian negotiator Saab Erekat welcomed their participation.
I think the Arab side is very clear. We have an Arab peace initiative. There's 17 Arab foreign ministers who will be coming here. There are many foreign ministers from the Islamic countries that will be coming here. They're coming here with one aim, to back the Palestinian side and the endeavor to achieve peace based on the Arab peace initiative, two-state solution, Palestine and Israel living side in peace and security, and that's what should be done.
The Islamist group Hamas earlier condemned the move by Arab nations to endorse the conference, saying the talks would be biased in favor of the Jewish state's policies rather than Palestinian demands. Negotiator Erekat stated that Hamas must not be allowed to decimate the peace process.
I really want these people to revoke their coup d'etat and to adhere to the oneness of the Palestinian society. This peace is our interest. We're pursuing our interest, and I think the situation today is no one should be allowed to sabotage this peace process. I think we should reflect determination that this peace process can succeed. The freedom of Palestinian people and their independence is an objective of every single Palestinian worldwide.
Hamas, which refuses to recognize Israel and broke ties with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas after seizing control of the Gaza Strip in a June civil war, is excluded from the conference.
Malaysian police used tear gas and water cannons to quell a street protest by more than 10,000 ethnic Indians complaining of government discrimination against their community. It was the second crackdown this month on a demonstration critical of the government, as speculation grows that Prime Minister Abdullah Ahmad Badawi will soon call early elections. Thousands flocked to Geylang, gathering in Captain Kuala Lumpur, called by a Hindu rights group, despite threats of arrest and days of roadblocks that have virtually crippled the city. Police prevented protesters from marching to the British Embassy, where they had planned to ask the army ruler to indemnify Indians for bringing them to Malaya as indentured labor more than a century ago. However, the rally sent Mr. Abdullah a clear message. Some ethnic Indians, who make up about 7% of the population, complain that they are marginalized in terms of employment and business opportunities by a government dominated by politicians from the majority race, the ethnic Malays. The group had promised that the rally would be peaceful, but the government wanted ethnic Indians not to participate, saying it could stoke racial tension.
Former Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif returning from exile to Pakistan, where President Pervez Musharraf is ruling under emergency, vowed to help end dictatorship in the country. Mr. Sharif said that he would file his nomination papers to run in the January general election that many people doubt can be free and fair. The former Pakistani Prime Minister disclosed that people want democracy and nothing else, and he is to play his role and also make his own efforts to rid the country of dictatorship. Western governments fear Mr. Musharraf's emergency rule and stifling of democracy in Pakistan could be to the advantage of Islamist militants threatening the nuclear-armed nation. Thousands of people lined the roads from the airport cheering and beating drums to welcome former Pakistani Prime Minister, who arrived with his wife Kulthum and politician brother Shahbaz Sharif, a fellow exile on an aircraft provided by the Saudi monarch.
Australians woke up to a new era of Labour rule after 11-year incumbent Conservative John Howard lost his post. Australia's incoming Prime Minister Kevin Rudd made a shift in climate change policy as top priority, seeking advice and joining the Kyoto Pact and informing Indonesia's president he will go to next month's United Nations Climate Summit in Bali. While his campaign focused mainly on domestic issues, new Prime Minister Rudd also discussed the gradual withdrawal of about 500 frontline troops from Iran and vowed to ratify the Kyoto Protocol on climate change. Indonesia's President George W. Bush on both issues.
One of the things that I'll be discussing with the department this afternoon are the administrative arrangements which underpin the instruments of ratification.
This election has been about the future. We have an agenda for the future. We have an agenda of work now to prosecute. And to do that effectively, the best team to do it.
I'll be spending the next several days determining the composition of the team. Thank you very much.
Experts say, however, that Labour could be frustrated by the hostile upper house. The Conservatives will have a strong majority in Egypt next year, possibly delaying Mr. Rudd's agenda on his promise to eradicate unpopular labour laws.